We had an AML and All Morning Listener call us on a different segment that was kind of talking about cheating and said, hey, I know my coworker is cheating on his wife and I've met his wife before. I don't know her that well. Should I tell the wife? Like it's the biggest unkept secret at work where he's just basically openly cheating on his wife. And she asked our opinion and said, hey, can we do this another day? Because we're towards the end of that segment. And here we are. We want to hear your opinion. Maybe you've had that scenario or just what is your opinion? Would you tell on a coworker if you knew they were cheating and let their spouse know, hey, look, I work with your husband or your wife and they're cheating on you? Let's go to Michael. Michael, what would you do? Would you tell?
No, I would not. I would mind my business because they could be swingers or have a polyamorous life. So it's none of my concern. As long as it's not affecting the work job, we're good.
Okay.
That's fair.
So you're not getting involved. What if you knew for a fact that they weren't all those things? And does that change it at all? Or just mind your business?
No, still mind my own business.
All right.
I'm just saying, because a lot of times when if you get nosy into other people's stuff, that's when bad stuff happens to you. So
that is
true. If it doesn't affect me and doesn't affect my bottom line at work, I'm minding my own business.
I will say this.
A lot of people should do that.
I will say it's probably if most people, if they may tell a coworker's cheating, they're definitely not going to tell their boss's wife or husband that they're cheating.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know, a boss could, you know, if it's a coworker below you on the same level on the scale of hierarchy, maybe. But a boss, who's going to do that?
Right.
You're not going to get a promotion and be like,
right.
thank you for telling.
That's why I say mind your own business.
Well, let me ask you this, Michael. If, let's say you're, I don't know if you're married, but say like your wife was working somewhere and she was cheating on you, would you want one of those coworkers to tell you you're being cheated on?
Well, at the present time, I'm happily single.
Okay.
But if I did have a wife and she was doing it, if you always got to trust your own gut, I shouldn't need a coworker or one of her coworkers to tell me. If I feel that she's cheating, I'm going to hire a private investigator or call for you guys to catch a cheater.
There you go. All right, good. Great call, Michael. Call back anytime. All right, let's go to Haley. Haley, would you tell on a coworker if you knew they were cheating, would you tell their spouse?
Oh, absolutely. That's just like I've married men that come to my DMs and I immediately go and let their wife know. Immediately. Like, I do not play that game. I think anyone that defends that would be susceptible to being a cheater themselves. That is a big no-no. A lot of people are like, oh, I would just mind my own business. And I get that to a certain extent, but you can make it known or tell in ways without like identifying yourself, whether it be you slip them a note or whatever weird you could think of to do it anonymously. I would definitely make sure they know.
Okay. Have you been cheated on before?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it sucks. I can see, you know, why you want to, because we all, the funny thing is, I think we all, go ahead, Ailey.
Go ahead. Okay. And I was just going to say, it doesn't matter if it's coming from a stranger. I would want to know. I just feel like the whole, and people use the excuse, oh, they may be swingers, this and that. Well, if they are, then they'll tell you. But at the end of the day, what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right.
You know, it's funny. We all want to be notified if we're being cheated on, but nobody wants to do the notifying otherwise. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, not nobody. I mean, you would, but it's interesting, I think. And I get why. All right, thank you. Good call. Let's go to Dion. Dion, would you tell on your coworker if you knew they were cheating, would you tell their spouse?
Absolutely not. I would definitely want to know if I was being cheated on, but I wouldn't tell because you never know how people respond. I've been in that situation before where I notified friends, you know, other people, and they took it the wrong way. They ended up being mad at you and stopped talking to you and still stayed in a relationship. So absolutely not.
I've done that before.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, sorry, but I'm just like, how, if, because you're basically telling something bad about somebody they love, right? And a lot of times people forgive cheating. I don't know what the percentage is of people forgiving cheating. I have no idea. But if they do, then you're the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone on our show has forgiven cheating at some point. I mean, not to bring anything up, but I think we all have, at least in some form, right? Or have gotten back with the person briefly or whatever.
No.
Matt?
No.
Not Matt. I think everyone else on the show has.
Squid? A little bit. Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I don't really have cut it off every time, though, but I mean, it still hurts getting cheated on.
No, but
not
to go into the person, but you've been cheated on, and then you have seen that person since then.
Since then, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
like, you might not be
moment,
with them.
In the moment, I didn't keep seeing them consistently, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we've all broken up with the person, then maybe
you see him again. Road,
yeah, down the road, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Matt, you've how many times have you been cheated on, Matt?
That I know of, one girlfriend cheated on me.
Okay.
We had just broken up when I found out. I was in the process of, like, still kind of talking to her to potentially get back together, but once I found that out, I cut that off.
Okay. I can see that because you're very disciplined.
Well, it's just, it's happened in my family.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That there's been cheating, and that, I mean, my cheating kind of happened before a lot of that, so it's tough. It's tough, especially when it's somebody I really care about like that, like a family member. It's tough to move past it.
Yeah, to see that they've been how bad they've hurt. Yeah.
So do you think, Matt, overall, that if somebody cheats, people should never forgive?
No, I think it's individually. I think if you are the kind of person that can forgive, that's awesome. But if you are going to forgive that person, it has to be 100% fairness forgiven. Like, you can't bring it up a year later. You can't, in the back of your mind, always hold it against that person.
How can most people not, though? I mean,
I agree.
There's got to be suspicion when somebody goes away somewhere on a trip and they cheat on the person, and then they come back. And then a year later, and that person wants to go somewhere again. That's not going to be on the back of your mind?
Oh, for me, for sure. That's why I could not get back together with somebody personally. But for other people, if you can 100% truly get past it, then I'm fine with it. If you can move on and forgive. But then if there is any resentment or anything, regardless if it's cheating or whatever the situation is that there is resentment for or something in the back of your mind, it's not fair to either person in that relationship, because then there's always that wonder, and you're not going to be fully happy. You know what I'm saying?
Trust is so damaged. I think at some point I did read, and I've heard even in a talking to a therapist one time about that specific thing about just cheating in general. And she said that the therapist was saying it is okay, and the person who cheated needs to do everything in their power to make you feel secure.
Mm-hmm. Always. And change their lifestyle.
Right. And if they're not willing to do that, then that informs you that maybe you need to move on.
And then that puts a lot of pressure on the relationship, too, because things that, you know, the cheater might have no intention of cheating again, but then wants to do normal things.
Same stuff.
And she or he cannot do that because it puts a major damage on the relationship.
Yeah. So it's tough.
It's tough, yeah. Unless you, like, kind of have your hall pass list.
Well, that's different.
You know what I'm saying? If you're saying, if all of a sudden somebody in your hall pass list, and it really did happen, I mean, you guys made that agreement.
Like a celebrity hall pass?
Whatever.
Mario Robbie wants to lay it on Jason. What are you supposed to do?
Carol is just going to have to understand.
Yeah.
Get over it.